Hi there, and welcome to this week's Storytime. Poems by Emily Dickinson. Section 1, Part 4. 21. The First Lesson. Not in this world to see his face. Sounds long until I read the place where this is said to be, but just the primer to a life, unopened, rare upon the shelf, clasped yet to him and me. And yet my primer suits me so, I would not choose a book to know than that be sweeter wise. Might someone else so learned be, and leave me just my ABC, himself could have the skies. 22. The bustle in a house, the morning after death, is solemnest of industries. The sweeping up the heart and putting love away, we shall not want to use again until eternity. 23. I reason earth is short, and anguish absolute, and many hurt. But what of that? I reason we could die. The best vitality cannot excel decay. But what of that? I reason that in heaven, somehow it will be even. Some new equation given. But what of that? 24. Afraid? Of whom am I afraid? Not death, for who is he? The porter of my father's lodge, as much abasheth me. Of life, 'twere odd I fear a thing that comprehendeth me. In one or more existences, at deity's decree. Of resurrection is the east, afraid to trust the morn, with her fastidious forehead, as soon impeach my crown. 25. Dying. The sun kept setting, setting still, no hue of afternoon. Upon the village I perceived, from house to house was noon. The dusk kept dropping, dropping still, no dew upon the grass, but only on my forehead stopped and wandered in my face. My feet kept drowsing, drowsing still, my fingers were awake. Yet why so little sound myself unto my seeming make? How well I knew the light before, I could not see it now. 'Tis dying I am doing, but I'm not afraid to know. 26. Two swimmers wrestled on the spar until the morning sun, when one turned smiling to the land, O God, the other one. The stray ships passing spied a face upon the waters borne, with eyes in death still begging raised, and hands beseeching thrown. 27. The Chariot. Because I could not stop for death, he kindly stopped for me. The carriage held by just ourselves and immortality. We slowly drove, he knew no haste, and I had put away my labor and my leisure too, for his civility. We passed the school where children played, their lessons scarcely done. We passed the fields of gazing grain, we passed the setting sun. We paused before a house that seemed a swelling of the ground. The roof was scarcely visible, the cornice but a mound. Since then 'tis centuries, but each feels shorter than the day. I first surmised the horses' heads were toward eternity. 28. She went as quiet as the dew from a familiar flower. Not like the dew did she return at the accustomed hour. She dropped as softly as a star from out my summer's eve, less skillful than Le Verrier, it's sorer to believe. 29. Resurgam. At last to be identified. At last the lamps upon thy side, the rest of life to see. Past midnight, past the morning star, past sunrise, ah, what leagues there are between our feet and day. 30. Except to heaven she is not, except for angels lone, except to some wide wandering bee, a flower superfluous blown. Except for winds provincial, except by butterflies, unnoticed as a single dew that on the acre lies. The smallest housewife in the grass, yet take her from the lawn, and somebody has lost the face that made existence home. 31. Death is a dialogue between the spirit and the dust. Dissolve, says death, the spirit, sir, I have another trust. Death doubts it, argues from the ground, the spirit turns away, just laying off for evidence an overcoat of clay. 32. It was too late for man, but early yet for God, creation impotent to help, but prayer remained our side. How excellent the heaven when earth cannot be had, how hospitable then the face of our old neighbor God. 33. Along the Potomac. When I was small, a woman died. Today, her only boy went up from the Potomac, his face all victory. To look at her, how slowly the seasons must have turned, till bullets clipped an angle, and he passed quickly round. If pride shall be in paradise, I never can decide. Of their imperial conduct, no person testified. But proud in apparition, that woman and her boy pass back and forth before my brain as ever in the sky. 34. The daisy follows soft the sun, and when his golden walk is done, sits shyly at his feet. He, waking, finds the flower near. Wherefore, marauder, art thou here? Because, sir, love is sweet. We are the flower, thou the sun. Forgive us if, as days decline, we nearer steal to thee. Enamored of the parting west, the peace, the flight, the amethyst, night's possibility. 35. Emancipation. No rack can torture me. My soul's at liberty. Behind this mortal bone, there knits a bolder one. You cannot prick with saw, nor rend with scimitar. Two bodies, therefore, be, bind one, and one will flee. The eagle of his nest, no easier divest, and gain the sky than mayest thou. Except thyself may be thine enemy. Captivity is consciousness, so is liberty. 36. Lost. I lost a world the other day. Has anybody found? You'll know it by the row of stars around its forehead bound. A rich man might not notice it, yet to my frugal eye, of more esteem than ducats, oh, find it, sir, for me. 37. If I shouldn't be alive when the robins come, give the one in red cravat a memorial crumb. If I couldn't thank you, being just asleep, you will know I'm trying with my granite lip. 39. Sleep is supposed to be, by souls of sanity, the shutting of the eye. Sleep is the station grand, down which on either hand the hosts of witness stand. Morn is supposed to be, by people of degree, the breaking of the day. The morning has not occurred, that shall aurora be, east of eternity. One with the banner gay, one in the red array, that is the break of day. 39. I shall know why when time is over, and I have ceased to wonder why. Christ will explain each separate anguish in the fair schoolroom of the sky. He will tell me what Peter promised, and I, for wonder at his woe, I shall forget the drop of anguish that scalds me now, that scalds me now. 40. I never lost as much but twice, and that was in the sod. Twice have I stood a beggar before the door of God. Angels twice descending reimbursed my store. Burglar, banker, father, I am poor once more. And that brings us to the end of this story time. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.